So, anyway, these things were just sort of amazing behaviors. The thing that we've sort of discovered about them, and this isn't absolutely conclusively scientifically verified, is that they appear to be, they appear to have certain quantum behaviors.
Okay.
And quantum physics is kind of a new realm of physics, and they're making new discoveries all the time in quantum physics. One of the discoveries that, very recent discovery, this year, in fact, or a paper was published on it this year, is that water, when it's in very small tubules, microtubules, water begins to have quantum properties. And the quantum properties they're talking about is quantum coherence. Do you know what quantum coherence is?
Honestly, I don't.
Quantum coherence is when you've got two atoms that are separated, but they seem to be in coherent resonance. They seem to be in communication.
Okay. They behave alike?
They behave alike. They have a resonance of some sort.
Okay.
And this suggests that one could separate them to a great distance, and yet they would still remain coherent.
Mm-hmm.
And that suggests that they might be really good at instantaneous universal communication.
Hmm. It's very holographic as well.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And instantaneous universal communication, there are other terms for that. Omniscience is another term for instantaneous universal communication. They say God is omniscient.
Right.
Omnipresence. God is omnipresent. Omnipotent, all-powerful. Well, those concepts, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, those concepts we're seeing examples of that with these Ormus elements. We're seeing evidence and documenting evidence that they improve communication between atoms, between cells where these atoms reside, and that improved communication may be the factor that allows my giant nuts to get so big.
Okay.
The walnuts, you've seen them. Yeah.
I got you. This is wild. I mean, this is amazing. This is not something that, you come upon every day. How do people get this? I mean, and what are some practical applications besides making your nuts bigger?
Most people don't get it at all.
Okay.
But the people who do get it, get it by making their own.
All righty.
There are really, really easy ways to concentrate the Ormus elements from seawater, for example.
Because seawater contains them all.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, everything ultimately comes from the mountains. The rocks in the mountains have rock slides.
Uh-huh.
Water rubs them against each other, breaks them down. They eventually end up in the valleys. In the valleys, these minerals are further dissolved by organisms in the soil. These soil organisms eventually pass the dissolved minerals into the plants. Now, the plants can't take anything in unless it's dissolved. That's the way they bring nutrients in, is in solution. And one thing we've noticed with plants is that they don't need as much water when we put extra ormus minerals in there. And, you know, the analogy that I use is people nowadays seem to eat a lot. And they eat a lot because they're hungry. And they're hungry because I think they're not getting all the nutrients that they need.
Uh-huh.
And lacking those nutrients, they keep eating and eating and eating until at least they're full, even though they may still not be getting all the nutrients they need. Well, plants are probably work the similar way. They don't get fat, but they keep bringing nutrients in, and the way plants get rid of excess whatever is it goes out, it transpires through the leaves. The water goes, the moisture goes out through the leaves. And so if they're not getting as much nutrients as they need, they bring more water in.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if they do get the nutrients they need, they don't need as much water to bring the nutrients in. I mean, it's simple, basic stuff.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because I had heard that too, that the reason people are eating so much is because they're basically starving. No matter how much they eat, they're still starving as far as the nutrients that they receive.
Right. And we think that these ormus elements, these minerals, are essential nutrients. And because people don't know about them, because they look like something else, David Hudson, in his lecture in Portland, said when he assayed them, at first, he knew that they were, he knew that he had gold and rhodium and iridium. He knew that. Because in one of his processes, he actually made them from metal. David Hudson said that when he assayed them, they would assay as iron or silica or aluminum. They didn't assay correctly.
Uh-huh.
We think they also may assay as calcium or magnesium. Different elements show up under different circumstances. And because none of the assay methods, the spectroscopic assay methods, have accurate ways of identifying these elements, because they're tuned to the metal form rather than the ormus form.
Uh-huh.
So when these elements are in the water has more quantum properties. Now, they seem to be in all water.
Not necessarily seawater.
Doesn't have to be seawater.
Okay.
All water seems to have them. In fact, and I read this somewhere, and I'm not sure where I read it, but I read at one time that if you figure the properties of H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, as water, if you make water by burning hydrogen and oxygen, and you've got very pure hydrogen and very pure oxygen, the water should weigh about 7.3 pounds per gallon. Now, ordinary water, even triple distilled water, weighs 8.33 pounds per gallon. So there's a pound of something in a gallon of water.
So it's in there.
That isn't water.
Uh-huh.
That's something else. Well, we should say that it really is part of the water, but it isn't hydrogen or oxygen. And we think that these Ormus elements may be that missing pound, or that extra pound in all water. And as such, now water has a bunch of other really, really unusual properties. It does strange things. Like when it freezes on top rather than on the bottom, like other things. And ice floats, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you can literally structure, change the structure of water so that the water can be wetter. One of the Ormus researchers, a guy named Dave Schneider, and he's got something called the stir wands. And the stir wands are little plastic wands, oh, about the size of a pen, only bigger around, more like the size of a magic marker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're filled with minerals, and he puts different minerals into each one. Well, some of these minerals, when you stir the water, it makes the water wetter. In other words, the water will have lower surface tension, and it will be absorbed more easily. Now, we think that's what's happening with this particular process is that the minerals in the stir wand are changing the structure of the water so that the water is wetter. Therefore, the water can carry nutrients into the cells more easily, particularly the Ormus nutrients, and carry toxins out of the cells more easily, because wetter water goes in and out easier. And go ahead.
So that's a practical application for humans to use this stuff.
Oh yeah, Dave Schneider, his website's quantumagewater.com. On his website, he has some tests that he did with a U.S. DA, I think, or Department of FDA, licensed laboratory.
Okay.
And they actually do testing of nutritional things. And they tested the water and demonstrated that it was wetter, and also demonstrated that it was more hydrating for people who used it. And he spent a lot of money paying for these tests. The problem with a lot of this Ormus stuff is it just sounds too weird and maybe too good to be true.
Yeah.